You're listening to SBS News.
Keith is getting ready for his big move. He's among a wave of Hong Kongers who have had their permanent residency or PR visas approved in recent months. He works as a registered nurse in the city and hopes to bring his expertise tackling the COVID pandemic to Australia.
It was very exciting because I thought the visa would be suspended till the mid-2021 because of the COVID situation.
Data obtained under the Freedom of Information Act from July to November last year found the Home Affairs Department granted 1,849 PR visas to Hong Kongers, an increase of 26% compared to the previous 5 months. The figures also show applicants most often proceeded to PR through the skilled visa streams, with the number of skilled PR visas approved doubling compared to the previous 5 months. Migration agent Simon Devere says the new data is significant.
This new information indicates further that the government is prioritising permanent resident visa applications from Hong Kong citizens and perhaps bringing those cases to the head of the processing queue.
That's despite a fall in the overall number of PR visas granted on average in the last 6 months of 2020, according to the Home Affairs Department. The department also told SBS applicants who have critical or specialist skills in support of the government's response to COVID-19 and the country's economic recovery would be prioritised when it comes to visa approvals. But immigration lawyer Richard Wong believes the uptick would also be linked to the introduction of the National Security Law in July last year, which has seen a wide-ranging crackdown on dissent in the city.
The government has announced a number of policies. Those policies are specifically for applicants from Hong Kong or students. So certainly I would not say it's just a coincidence.
The federal government offered visa extensions to Hong Kongers on skilled and graduate visas in Australia and incentivised businesses in the territory to move their operations here last year. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.